that. I love Emmylou Harris. I hope you do too. I hope you've enjoyed this 1 hour special, Emmylou Harris with Sanford and Me. And that was Crescent City from Cowgirl's Prayer. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Don't forget, you can go to kgnu.org and make a donation. We've got Ragtime America coming up with Jack Brummel and his guest, Carl, here on KGNU.
Good evening, welcome to KGNU, and welcome to Ragtime America, and welcome to Carl Armand, who is helping me out this evening. Welcome, Carl. And
good evening, everybody.
Can't hear you.
Well, let's try that again.
Can you hear me now? I like that a lot better.
It's like a cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I'm Jack Rummel, the host of Ragtime America. Carl works on the third Thursday of each month, music from the area around New Orleans.
Yes, Dixieland Marmalade, and so it could actually be more than New Orleans music, but I'm such a big fan of New Orleans jazz that I tend to concentrate on that. So tonight we're sort of blending the two.
That's exactly right. We've got Dixieland rags, I guess I'd call them, written for and by traditional jazz bands. Now, most ragtime originally was written for piano, but here are some that were never written for piano. Were written right off the bat for Dixieland jazz bands to play. So that's what we're going to do.
Sounds like fun.
And while we do it, we are also here to support KGNU's spring fund drive. We have a show goal of $120, and that can be done because it's been done before. So we'd sure like to encourage old members, or I don't want to call them old, that's not right, former members, present members, and new members to support us here at your public radio station here in Boulder, Colorado, and beyond.
And you're listening because you love ragtime music. And we're here because we love ragtime music.
Well, thank you.
Please show your love. And you can donate easily at kgnu.org. Click the virtual button that says donate now. Put the fun back in fund drive, the dough back in donation.
Sounds good to me. Let's kick it off here with a rag that has a very interesting history, in that we don't know what the history is. The author is unknown. It's listed as traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just sounds like the typical piece, tailgate piece following a New Orleans funeral, where the pace of the music kicks up and everybody has a good time.
So it's really upbeat then?
It's upbeat. It's called the 1919 Rag, and we have a version by the Chris Barber Jazz Band.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Thank you.
This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Boulder Chorale, exploring harmonies from around the world and how they bring people and cultures together, with soloist Odell Stroud and opportunities for you, our audience, to sing along. A World in Harmony on March 14th and 15th at 4 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Boulder. More information and tickets at bouldercorral.org.
That was Buddy Bolden and his Legacy Band performing High Society Rag. And we started off the show with the 1919 Rag by Chris Barber's Jazz Band. And we're having a special edition of Ragtime America where we are playing not only ragtime music, but music from New Orleans. to celebrate the fact that we're in the midst of our fund drive, our spring fund drive. And you can donate securely online at kgnu.org. Click on the Donate Now button, and it's pretty easy.
You know, our theme for this particular drive is called Media That Matters, Music That Inspires. And KGNU brings you music that inspires. We certainly have the most diverse and eclectic music programming available anywhere on the Front Range. I don't think anybody can argue that fact. Each time you tune into a KGNU music program, you're introduced to a wide variety of artists from all genres, from all over the world, expanding your music horizons and allowing you to learn something new. Our diverse and eclectic, music programming reflects the diverse and eclectic community that we live in, and we're trying to represent as many of the interests of that community as you can possibly do. So only you can make sure that this rare and inspirational music programming stays on the air by becoming a contributing member of the station. Minimum is $60 a year or $5 a month, but it goes up from there, and if you feel that you can afford more, we would gratefully accept more. So go to kgnu.org, give us a click there, and push on the donate button. And if you're not already a member, become a member today and join the family.
That way you will be the you in KGNU.
That's right. That's right. And guilt-free ears is what I've heard, too, because you may have been listening for a while and not contributing. And to keep that music going takes your contribution, and we hope that you will do that. Give us a click at kgnu.org and hit the donate button and go from there.
You'll keep the ragtime love flowing.
Okay. And let's see. We've got another one coming up. Joe King Oliver was a New Orleans band leader. In fact, one of the notable things about him was that he hired Louis Armstrong, I think, to give him his first steady job and be the trumpeter on his band. In 1923, King Oliver wrote Snake Rag, and this is a piece never written for piano, written exclusively for traditional jazz bands. So let's listen to it now by the Southern Stompers while you go to your computer and click on kgnu.org.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we heard three in a row there. We started it off with King Oliver's piece Snake Rag by the Southern Stompers. Then we had George Lewis and his New Orleans Stompers doing something called the Climax Rag. The Climax Rag was written by James Scott, and that one was jazzed up enough so that I almost didn't recognize it as James Scott's piece. So maybe it's a different piece, but George Lewis is a name, what I want to say, a great name as far as New Orleans music is concerned. And finally, we ended it up with a piece that has a bit of an interesting history. It started out named War Cloud in 1917, but the publishers realized that World War I was going to be ending very, very soon, and they wanted to pick a different name at that point in the hopes that the music would continue even though the war did not. So they named it Fidgety Feet. It was written by Larry Shields and Nick Araca, two members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and that was played by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. And that was our musical interlude.
Really nice. And if you enjoyed it, please let us know by going to kgnu.org and donating securely online. You can put the dough in donation. You can be the unity in community.
And we should talk a little bit also about media, because that's part of what we've got here. Media that matters, music that inspires. And KGNU brings together the passion and creativity of an entire community to bring you media that matters. You get news that is impeccably sourced and responsibly reported. That's important. I mean, that's an important part of it. Public affairs programming that brings the experiences of people you may not even know in your community brings that to your attention. Resources for you to use to get involved in your community. And then, of course, music programs that take you on a journey, whether it's across town or across oceans around the world.
Or back in time.
Yeah. The efforts of these people that create the programming you hear on KGNU come through the airwaves and evoke emotion and curiosity in our listeners. And we want you to be an active listener and complete the circle of feedback that the KGNU experience affords. So, as Carl said, this would be the time to go to your computer, click on kgnu.org, hit the donate button, and help us any way you can.
Your support makes it possible for KGNU to bring you this unparalleled exploration of music that inspires.
That's right. That's right. There's no other station like KGNU. And I have heard that over and over again from people who have left the Boulder community and moved on elsewhere and come back and said, boy, I really missed KGNU. I couldn't find a station like that anywhere that offered that type of eclectic music.
So, what's really nice about KGNU is that we can be listened to online anywhere in the world. Now, that's also true of a lot of other public media radio stations, and there's many that I used to listen to from the East Coast. But I'd rather listen to KGNU. The music is wonderful. It is varied. And the people who work here never cease to amaze me. Not just because of who they are, but their amazing work. I mean, we have received many awards for our news programming and our public affairs programming. And now I see why, and you probably can see why, or maybe even better hear why, because you're listening. And you love this station, and we love this station. So please show us the love.
That's right. So kgnu.org, give us a click and donate. And what's up next, Carl?
Okay, a song by Jelly Roll Morton. His real first name is Ferdinand, I learned. And a song called Original Rags. But the reason I picked this song was it was also known as New Orleans Memories. And he recorded it in 1939, but it is a Scott Joplin piece, and we hope you enjoy it.
Support comes from the Boulder Valley School District hosting their 5th annual career fair, taking place Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Douglas Elementary School. More information at jobs.bvsd.org. Con apoyo del Distrito Escolar de Boulder Valley, que realiza su quinta feria de empleo el sábado 14 de marzo desde las 9 de la mañana hasta la 1 de la tarde en la Escuela Primaria Douglas. Más información en jobs.bvsd.org.
Support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting The Music of Cream, performing Disraeli Years and Clapton Classics at the Boulder Theatre on March 19th. Ticket information available at bouldertheatre.com.
We'll be right back.
All right. Well, we had three in a row there. We started that off with, what was it?
Jelly Roll Morton.
Oh, yes. How can I forget? Jelly Roll Morton playing Scott Joplin's original rags in his inimitable style. His New Orleans style really makes it sound like jazz more than ragtime. But that was his forte, so he did it very, very well. Then we followed that up with the Trombone Rag, written by Turk Murphy around 1946. And while that's not New Orleans, it's the New Orleans sound. And that was Denver's own Queen City Jazz Band that's still performing today. And finally, we finished it up with a group called Tuba Skinny doing Old Miss Rag, actually written by W.C. Handy back in about 1916, I think. And you know more about Tuba Skinny than I do.
Well, in my opinion, they're the best current New Orleans jazz band that plays either in the French Quarter or on Frenchman Street in New Orleans. I had the pleasure of seeing them the first time I went to New Orleans, and I completely fell in love with them. They are phenomenal. And so if you ever have a chance to go to New Orleans, do try to check out Tuba Skinny. They perform at a club called DBA on Frenchman Street, but they also might be found performing anywhere on the street in the French Quarter. And boy, do I love them.
All right. Well, that's a great endorsement right there. Well, KGNU gives you direct access to the airwaves and the personalities you hear on the air. If you want to talk to any one of the DJs, you can do that. Typically, you can call down here at the station, and if we're not actually on the air and music is playing and nobody's talking, chances are that the DJ who's doing the job will pick up the phone and talk to you. And if you have a request, we take requests. So we'll try very much to fill that request. Typically, if you call during the ragtime show, for example, you need to request something that's ragtime, and then I can do what I can to play it for you. But we do take requests, and we also have a comment line, 303-447-9911. You can call that any time of day and share your thoughts with our station, and then those thoughts will be shared on Tuesday mornings. So that way your voice is actually heard, and you can verify that it has been heard.
This station reminds me of a lot of FM radio 45 years ago. If there was a progressive station that you were listening to on the FM dial, it doesn't have to be in the non-commercial portion, you could actually call the station and talk to the DJ. It's not that way anymore, except here.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of like that, the same feeling that I had listening to FM radio 45 years ago, all of you can enjoy now, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense. So to keep that sort of contact open takes money, frankly. I wish it didn't, but it does.
Well, it turns out that 70% of our operating revenue is provided by all of you listening, the members of the station. And without that, well, we wouldn't have that 70% of our operating revenue.
Yeah. And so there'd be a lot of things that we would not have. So we bring you a lot of things. I'm about to celebrate my 40th anniversary here with KGNU. And there are a lot of things that have broadened our presence and our interest. Since I joined, the prime example is that we now have a station in Denver and have had one for several years now. And we're now being carried in Fort Collins and in Longmont. So there's a large local presence that didn't used to be there. Of course, our presence online didn't exist 40 years ago. Now you can go anywhere in the world and listen to KGNU. And then we bring you things like Rocky Grass, for example. You get live performances on the air and Telluride. So we've got a lot of innovations that have come along in that 40-year period, but innovations don't stand still. Things keep continuing to happen, and so to keep that innovation, that spark of innovation going, I hope you will support us by clicking on kgnu.org and hit the donate button.
And what's nice about performances like Rocky Grass is, yes, they're aired on KGNU, which is useful because that sells out really quickly. And so if you can't be there live, at least we're there live to provide it to all of you.
Let's listen to another one by King Oliver. This is called the Weatherbird Rag from 1923. And this particular group is called the Red Rose Ragtime Band. And I think it's rather unique. It's the only ragtime band that I am aware of that is led by a woman. And that is, I've forgotten her. Joan Reynolds, that's her name. So here's the Red Rose Ragtime Band, and that'll kick us off. Thank you. All right, three in a row here to close out the program. We started it out with the Weatherbird Rag, another King Oliver composition, Red Rose Ragtime Band there. We followed that off with a group that Carl knows about, but I don't, called the Spirit of America Ensemble, and a piece called Rosie's Rag.
Well, you're giving me a lot of credit because I don't really know much about them at all.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought them along. That's good. And we ended it up with a piece written by Oscar Papa Celestine, a great New Orleans orchestra leader and band leader around 1925. It's called the Original Tuxedo Rag, and that was the Minstrels of Annie Street playing that one. And that pretty much brings us to a close. I do want to thank Lee, who lives in the East Bay area of San Francisco, Berkeley, I think, to be correct. And she made a donation, and we do thank you very much, Lee, because those sort of things do keep us on the air. So thank you very, very kindly.
Yes, without you, we would not be here.
Yeah. So, Carl, thanks for joining me.
You're quite welcome.
And thanks for running the board tonight. I appreciate that. And it is 9 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And stay tuned for Swing Shift.
At 9:01, this is KGNU, and it's time for Swing Shift. George C. with you for an hour. Thanks for staying tuned to your community radio station. Big shout out to Jack and Carl for a beautiful ragtime and Dixie show. Swing Shift right now, Jazz Lives from 10 to midnight. Stay tuned.
Live and love. Till then, in dreams I'll kiss you and seal every dream with a prayer. When the roses bloom again, when the world starts anew, I'll be coming home.